It's 12:08 on the John Phillips Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC, broadcasting live in exile from the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa Living Room Studios, and it's time to fully reopen the state of California for business. Mr. Randy Wang's at the sports desk in Culver City.
John, we're a week away from Memorial Day, which means local news channels 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, and KNX are all sending reporters out to LAX starting today, asking people entering the airport, are you concerned about a COVID spike?
They should be asking them if they've signed the petition to recall George Gascon.
That would be a better use of their time. On that front, we had some breaking news at the end of Friday. Catherine Barger, the LA County supervisor in the San Fernando and Santa Clarita and Antelope Valleys, is supporting the recall of George Gascon, the highest official government, the highest government official in LA County to do so.
Well, hasn't the sheriff endorsed the recall of George Gascon too? So that would be two of them, bold-faced names.
He did it a long time ago.
That's right. But she's the first member of the board. So that is a significant development, and we'll definitely have more on that later on in the program. But Randy, before we get to the top story, I have to confess something. This weekend, I did a bad, bad thing.
What did you do?
Well, you know how I like to play golf despite the fact that I'm not very good at it?
You're an optimist.
I played really well on Saturday, really well. Probably one of the best rounds I've ever had my entire life. And I assumed, falsely, that that luck would carry over into Sunday. So Sunday, I'm playing the same course that I played on Saturday, and I tee off, and I hit the ball about as hard as you can hit a ball, and it goes way up in the sky and a long way away, but it drifted to the right out of play. So I hit another one. I'm riding in the cart down to the green, and I see these two elderly people flagging me down. One of them has my red ball right in their hand. And they go, "Sir, is this your ball?" And I said, "Yes, as a matter of fact, it is." Now, typically, I play with the pink balls. So if they confront me with that question, I go, "She went that way." But I was golfing with red balls. And so I fessed up to it in a moment of weakness. And they said, "We've lived here 25 years. And this has only happened once before. But your errant ball went through our doggy door and bounced around our living room, tearing everything up like a pinball, and it sounded like gunfire."
Literally a hole in one.
That's right. And I thought to myself, there's a degree of skill to that. Getting a golf ball in a doggy door nowhere near the fairway is far more difficult than getting it in the hole. So anyway, I apologized and we moved on. 800-222-KABC is the phone number, 1-800-222-5222. On Friday night, Alex Michelson's show, The Issue Is, aired locally on Fox 11, and his guests were two authors, two New York Times reporters who have a book out about the 2020 presidential election. Their names are Alex Burns and Jonathan Martin. And I believe the title of it is "This Too Shall Not Pass," or something along those lines. And they did a sit-down interview with Alex Michelson to talk about the book, but they talked about a lot of the drama involving California figures because it is a California-based show. And oh boy, Randy, was there drama, including drama involving the Secretary of Health and Education Services, Javier Baccaria.
For Secretary of Health and Education Services, I nominate Javier Baccaria.
Yeah, at one point it seemed like this news program turned into a reality show gossip fest because these two were spilling the tea all over the place, including the tale of Biden nominating Javier Baccaria to a position that doesn't exist, found his name, by the way, and that Nancy Pelosi was trying to do everything she could as someone who has worked with Javier Baccaria in the past to tell Joe Biden, "You don't want that guy anywhere near your administration." But because Javier Baccaria is an exotic sounding name, even the real name Becerra is, That didn't matter.
That's right. Uncle Joe didn't even ask Nancy what she thought about the appointment. He went ahead and appointed Javier Baccaria anyway, and Nancy, the San Fran ma'am, was pissed.
And she also didn't have such great things to say privately, apparently, about Javier Becerra, who the Biden team was thinking about making the Secretary of Health and Human Services. He eventually got the job. Of course, he had been in Congress with her before, and she had a message to Team Biden.
She sure did, and she didn't get to deliver it before Biden made his choice that, you know, she distrusted Javier Becerra going back to the first term of the Obama administration. She just thought that Becerra was on Team Becerra and couldn't be, you know, couldn't be trusted to sort of play ball by Nancy Pelosi's rules.
And Pelosi knows if you're not a ball player.
I think she's a season ticket holder for the Giants.
Biden, because he's under so much pressure to show diversity in his appointments and to do it fast, he sort of lunges at Becerra, not having sort of done the traditional base touching that you do.
So there you got a list of names. Here's who we think would be a good choice for Health and Human Services. And he picks Becerra because it's a diversity hire?
Well, if you're just going to hire someone because of their race, how come it wasn't Cheech from Cheech and Chong?
including with someone as prominent as the Speaker of the House. Mm-hmm. And after the appointment's been made, Nancy Pelosi reaches out to an advisor to Joe Biden and says, you know, don't you think you should have spoken to me first? I might have had some interesting information to share with you. And she doesn't say I would have stopped you from doing this, but I think the subtext was pretty clear.
And she may have given them that look that you got
exactly.
When asking about Kevin McCarthy.
You can feel over the phone. Yeah, exactly.
I love the fact that they're so committed to the diversity hires that they don't even do the basic due diligence of finding out if the person might be good at the job.
Well, that's true of most of Becerra's appointments. I mean, when he was appointed to be attorney general, when Kamala Harris left for the Senate, he wasn't even a bar certified lawyer in the state of California.
Well, and it also shows you that not only did Joe Biden fail to call Nancy Pelosi and ask her about Becerra, who served in the House with her for years and years and years, so did Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown never bothered to call Nancy Pelosi. Those two are theoretically close and have a working relationship with one another. And Nancy Pelosi is one of these people that sees sexism everywhere she turns. I bet you anything she secretly believes that Jerry Brown and Joe Biden are sexist for not calling her and asking her about Javier Becerra before they nominated him for very important positions.
You have the most prominent person in Washington who knows where all the bodies are buried, and you're not calling her about advice of who you should put on your cabinet. That's a huge mistake.
And it's not like they appointed him to some worthless position that nobody cares about. He's not the Secretary of Education. They nominated him to be Secretary of Health and Human Services in the middle of a friggin' pandemic.
Well, Biden actually did think it was the Secretary of Education.
For Secretary of Health and Education Services, I nominated Javier Baccaria.
I stand corrected. Now, not only does Sloppy Joe look bad in this book, but Kamala Harris looks like a very conniving, power-hungry witch.
We are doing it.
According to their reporting, she was the one that dropped all of the negative stories about Karen Bass, Congresswoman Karen Bass, who was then believed to be on Joe Biden's shortlist to be vice president. Now, Kamala Harris was obviously on that list as well. Kamala wanted the job, but to get the job, what she had to do was eliminate the competition. And the competition at that time that she had to eliminate was Karen Bass.
Karen, stop being Karen!
Oh boy, did she put a horse's head in Karen's bed.
The stories that are coming out about Kamala Harris and her advisors coerced campaign to take down Karen Bass by planting stories that she loves Castro, which is true, but that wasn't really out there, so she could get the edge because she was competing for a job where the person she'd be working for, she just called a racist 6 months ago.
Who in the world would ever trust this woman? I mean, seriously, if you're the husband right now and you're looking at this story, I'm thinking that she not only has an ice pick under the bed for Joe, I'm thinking she has an ice pick under the bed for me, too. Let's hear that portion.
You know, and another moment that was kind of juicy in terms of the California dynamics is Congresswoman Karen Bass.
Yeah.
Who now, of course, is running for mayor of Los Angeles,
right.
But at the time was being thought of as a potential vice presidential pick. Kamala Harris, who at the time was California senator,
right.
Being thought of as a VP pick. And the behind-the-scenes dynamic,
yeah.
And that Harris may not have been all that nice towards Bass privately, at least her team.
I think when it comes to Karen Bass, Kamala Harris and her advisors were surprised that Bass had this sudden surge mm-hmm. in the early summer of 2020 as a potential VP contender, and they wanted to put a stop to that. And so there was some information circulating about Karen Bass that got into the public domain. And I think there was not a lot of mystery either from Bass's camp or from Biden's camp themselves that the Kamala Harris folks were sort of pushing that information about Karen Bass. And then you fast forward, Kamala Harris becomes vice president and is talking to Governor Newsom about the now vacant Senate seat.
Right.
And Gavin Newsom comes away from that conversation pretty sure that Kamala Harris does not want Karen Bass to replace her in the U.S. Senate.
Hey, look at that. Even Newsom.
You know, I guess
the countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
We shouldn't be surprised that Kamala Harris wants to take something away that belongs to another woman.
Why is that?
Let's just put it this way. She has a reputation.
We are clear and have been clear.
So not only does she not support other women in the workforce, and she tried to take down Karen Bass because they were fighting for the same job, she also tried to make sure that Gavin Newsom didn't appoint Karen Bass to the Senate, replacing her.
So much for the sisterhood. This is an act of political black-on-black crime.
And from the same political party, what did Karen ever do to you?
Well, she's just trying to get elected mayor, and before that, she was just trying to be on the shortlist for vice president and the shortlist for a U.S. Senate seat until Kamala Harris shoved her under a bus.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Well, and the interesting thing is now is Kamala Harris's political consultants are working for Rick Caruso.
We noticed that, too.
It's funny how that kind of thing happens.
Who, of course, is running against Karen Bass in the mayor's race.
And who could stop Karen Bass from yet another post here?
There you go.
I love the fact that Kamala Harris is still sticking the knife in.
You want to be vice president? No, I'm not going to make sure that never happens. You want to be senator? No, I'm going to make sure that never happens. You want to be LA mayor? Not even going to make sure that doesn't happen either.
Now, Karen Bass is politically quite radical, but she seems like a nice person. And Kamala Harris looks at this political radical, whose politics are largely the same as hers, who seems like a nice person, and she treats her like trash every waking moment of the day. And Kamala wonders why people don't like her.
Why she seems like a phony.
I will repeat myself.
Anytime someone says something critical about her, they're either sexist or racist. Yet you look at the way she treats another black female in politics in California, in Karen Bass, and she treats her the way that she claims she's treated by her political opponents.
She sabotaged her.
She did. I think there's no question about it. Maybe you disagree. I know a lot of you pay close attention to what Kamala Harris does and says and laughs about on the nightly news every night. So, I want to pick your brain at 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. Do you believe the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, sabotaged Congresswoman and candidate for mayor, Karen Bass, and continues to do so? If you believe the reporting from Martin and Burns, then you believe that that is true. If you don't believe the reporting of Martin and Burns, then you believe Kamala is not being treated fairly by the press. So I want to know, do you believe Kamala Harris sabotaged Karen Bass? 800-222-KABC is your telephone number. 1-800-222-5222. If you want to email the show, you can do so at johnnydontlikeshow@gmail.com. That's johnnydontlikeshow@gmail.com. There's a new book out from two reporters at the New York Times who claim that Vice President Kamala Harris was the one that sabotaged Karen Bass in her quest to be vice president by planting negative stories in the press about her. They also claim that when her U.S. Senate seat was vacant, she went to California Governor Gavin Newsom and lobbied against appointing Karen Bass.
We've leaned in.
Do you believe Kamala Harris sabotaged Karen Bass? And here's another wrinkle to this, and a question that I'm curious to hear from our female listeners on. Have you ever been sabotaged like this by another woman at the office? Because Kamala Harris is the first one to cry sexism if she doesn't get what she wants. But when nobody's looking, what she's doing is she's taking the other women at the office and shoving them right under a greyhound. Has that ever happened to you in the workplace? 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. Let's begin with Steve. Steve, you're on KABC. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Awesome. You know what? For two people that don't even like, are supposed to be in the office to begin with, you know, yeah, I think she's sabotaged anybody she could.
Well, that is her calling card, going all the way back to San Francisco politics when she was over there. And that has certainly been her reputation in every office she's been in since then. She's very ambitious. She's willing to do whatever it takes to move up the ladder. And if it involves taking a rival, and we look at these people as being on the same team, on the same page, largely singing from the same hymn book, but in reality, they see one another as competitors. And if you are more ambitious than your competitor, in your mind, you're more likely to get the job. And Kamala Harris seems like a horribly insecure person who's not comfortable in her own skin. And because of that, instead of promoting herself, what she has to do is she has to drag Karen Bass through the mud.
Yeah, you know, and that's just the nature of her beast. You know, anything she can do to, you know, drive somebody into the ground, she's going to do it. You know, and not realizing how bad her reputation is anyway, you know, I think they both need to go.
Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it. 800-222-KABC is your telephone number, 1-800-222-5222. It appears as if Kamala Harris planted negative stories to screw Karen Bass out of the vice president appointment or the nomination. It also looks like she lobbied Governor Newsom not to appoint her to fill her vacant U.S. Senate seat. Ladies in the audience, have you been treated like this by a female co-worker in your past? If so, I'd love to hear from you at 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. Right now, we're taking your calls at 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. According to two reporters from the New York Times, Kamala Harris has repeatedly sabotaged candidate for mayor Karen Bass out of jobs that she's wanted. I want to know, from you women out there in the audience, has this happened to you at the office from the hands of another woman? Kamala doesn't seem to have any remorse about doing it. After all, she got what she wanted. She's the vice president of the United States, and her preferred candidate replaced her in the U.S. Senate. So I don't think she'll stop doing it if she thinks it's going to benefit her. Don't forget, she tried to do it to Joe Biden in the Democratic primary, too. Didn't exactly work out for her, but she ended up with the vice presidency. So I guess from her point of view, all's well that ends well. Has this ever happened to you? 800-222-KABC is the phone number. 1-800-222-5222. Let's begin with Courtney. Courtney, you're on KABC. Hello.
Hi, this is Courtney. Yeah, I got pulled into the big boss's office asking me why I had sign myself up for a manager position and set myself up for the training and the airfare and the hotel and all of that stuff. And I said, I did not do that. And it ended up being one of the women in my office who wanted me out of the department because I was encroaching on her sales.
And she just sabotaged you to the big boss.
Yes. So I could have gotten fired for that. Yeah.
At what point did you realize it was her? Did you realize it when you were in the boss's office or afterwards?
I realized it after because I had to think about who was going to be doing that. And then I realized who it was.
And did you tell the boss who it was?
Yeah, I told them I thought who it was. And I told them to go online and make sure that they canceled all of my airfare and all that stuff because I didn't want her, my boss to get in trouble on top of everything else because she just went into one of the computers and did it. So oh, wow. I don't know.
That's borderline identity theft.
Pretty much, yeah. So
did you ever confront the woman face to face?
No, I never did.
Why not?
I just kind of, I don't know. I just didn't want the confrontation of her. She had a lot of power in the office for some reason, and I didn't want to deal with her. She was just one of those people that didn't care who they step on, that she just wanted to get to the top at any point, you know, at any cost, which kind of like Kamala is, I think, right?
That's a fair assessment.
That is a Kamala Harris type.
We are doing it.
You know what's interesting is that every office seems to have someone or some buddies like that. And they're one of these types of people where you walk into the room and you see them and they have such negative energy that the barometric pressure in the room just changes.
Yeah, that was definitely her. She tried, but this girl was totally phony on the surface. You know, she acted like she loved everybody. So,
she was a snake in the grass.
Yes, she was. Definitely. But I ended up transferring to a different department on my own anyway. So
better for you. Get away from her.
Yes, I had to get away.
All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Inkwan. Inkwan, you're on KABC. Hello.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me. So I called in before, man, when we were talking about that Jesse Smollett thing. These type of things trigger me. I'm the one that said, man, I'm so pro-black, I shouldn't be listening to y'all's radio station.
Hey, I remember you.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you guys. Now, check it out. So I'm on a pro-black note, right? So how we look at things as black people. A lot of people can call black people racist, but black people can't be racist because there's a difference between prejudice and racist. Prejudice is, you know, everybody's prejudiced. You don't like something or you don't like somebody. Anybody can be prejudiced. You know, oh, man, I don't like white people. But see, there's nothing, almost nothing that I can do to, like, destroy a white person's life. Like, there's no black women out here just looking at a white man standing there and I can say, hey, look, there's a white man standing there being a Karen. You guys know the story about the Karen. That, you know, it's not even possible to be like a black Karen where a black Karen can call the police and just have the police come and arrest that guy sitting in a Starbucks, you know what I'm saying, and destroy his life.
Now, the Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band, like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Now, racism is a different thing. Racist means you have prejudice. You're prejudiced against someone, but yet you have power to back it. So, you know, so you have like a judicial system and a police force and, you know, whatever in the case it is in order to have your prejudice be backed by something. So that's why a Karen, people would say a Karen would have like the white supremacist, quote unquote, police force, not saying that all cops are bad, but you do have some cops that will back a Karen that will see a black man sitting here doing nothing. And she will say, hey, what are you doing? I'm calling the cops. And the cops will literally come and arrest that guy. So that happened to me fishing. I was fishing one time. Someone called the police on me, and the police came. I'm literally fishing license, doing everything, man. And the cops came and sweated me and made me leave. So now what I'm saying is,
Now, I think that's what Kamala was doing here too. Only she caught a bass.
Yeah, that's dope. Okay, but now I'm starting to rethink this black people can't be racist thing. Meaning, racism is prejudice with power. So that's what we look at racism or white supremacy as. It's racism. It's prejudice with power. Okay. So now I'm starting to rethink that black people can't be racist, because you got somebody like Kamala Harris, right, who is a quote unquote person of color. I say that because she's a mixed race person. So now what I'm saying is how she from the get go never liked being black or identified with being black, because when she began, I'm a non-voter. I don't vote. But what I do is I do research. You know, I do research on the candidates because I want to see what's coming. Because, yes, even though I don't vote, the candidates will affect how I'm living, and it will affect my life. Right. So I'm more or less like on a George Carlin tip where he goes, if you vote for the wrong person, it's your fault. You know what I'm saying? You can't complain. So I would rather just not vote. But the thing about it is, like, I did research on Kamala Harris when she was running for the presidency against Joe Biden and everybody else. Now, what I recognize and what I learned about Kamala Harris is she never identified as being black until she began to run for vice president with Joe Biden. When she first hit the scene as the prosecutor, DA, whatever she was, and then she became the senator. You can look. There's still an article in the AP News where it says that she, Kamala Harris, being the first Indian American president, and everything that she has ever done in the past was she was the first Indian president. Now watch this. Then I saw I had a bunch of video footage. Okay, so I have a YouTube folder with a lot of Kamala Harris videos about her history and things that she's done. She has multiple times. Now, in my folder, I had a bunch of videos, YouTube. Now, she multiple times said she wished that people would stop referring to her as a black woman. She does not identify with a black woman. She even did a segment with her sister eating Indian and cooking Indian food, talking about how she loves her Indian heritage and she would wish that people would try to stop saying that they were black, because they're not. Her dad was Jamaican, her mom was Indian, but she identifies with her Indian side of her family, right? So now, but the, you know what's so funny is in my YouTube, whoever she has had the internet scrubbed of everything where she said that she did not identify with being black, because every single video in my folder that had to do with her saying that she was not black and how she did not identify with being black is deleted off of my Kamala Harris YouTube folder.
They took it down off of YouTube?
Yes, off of YouTube, and you can almost find no articles on the internet about her non-identifying as being black, because like I said, man, I'm pro-black. This is very, very important to me. I did the very same research on Obama and whoever black people run. It's like I do research because, yes, I would love to have someone that looks like me come out and represent, because I would feel like they would do something for my people, because that is something that never happens with presidential candidates, because they never do anything for black people. like Obama did zero for black people. He did nothing for black people. Not only that, he did, people say that his hands were bound, but yet he did things for other groups. He did things for immigrants. He did things for the LGBTQ community. And Kamala Harris, actually, she made a career. Then I found out that Kamala Harris actually made a career when she was a prosecutor at imprisoning black males and giving them prison sentences that they really didn't deserve.
Wait a minute. She hasn't done anything for India either. She wanted to send Eric Garcetti there.
Yeah, I don't know. I hear you guys talk about that dude, man. I don't trust that dude either, man. You know what I mean? I don't trust that dude either. But she and then she comes on, and now black people are trying to figure out if we vote for her and she becomes vice president, possibly president, if Joe Biden's old ass croaks. We want to know if she quite possibly will do something for black people. And someone asked her that, and she goes, I'm not saying I'm going to do something for just that will benefit black people. No! It's like she's proud to say that she's never going to do anything for black people, that she does not identify. But like I said, she was the very first Indian everything up until she – until Joe Biden, I guess he was looking for a black woman. Like you said, he wanted Karen Bass to be the vice president.
Now, wait a minute. Possibly. Do you think that race was a motivating factor for her to treat Karen Bass so badly?
Of course, man. This is the whole thing that I'm saying. This is why I say that I am rethinking the whole racism, the prejudice with power. Because, see, black people can't almost do anything to affect someone white's life, but then you have this black woman who is now in power, who is affecting the lives of other black people that she does not like. She does not like black people. She is anti-black. She is a racist against black women. No offense to any mixed race couples, but she didn't marry black. She went through her whole career imprisoning black males greater than anybody. And not only that, she didn't imprison any pedophiles. She is the only prosecutor in the United States who has never prosecuted and thrown a pedophile in prison, or especially a Roman Catholic priest. She's the only president in the presidency, but she's the only prosecutor when she's a prosecutor up north, who has never prosecuted that. So right along with creepy Joe Biden, and we know how he gets down, she's like the teammate. You know what I mean? And so, like I said, so yes, she's attacking Karis Bass because she's a black woman. She doesn't want a black woman.
We're going to have to leave it there. I'm late for a break, but thank you so much for the call. Call us back anytime, Inquan.
He's always the best.
But right now we have some breaking Kamala Harris news. For more, here's Randy Wang.
John, Vice President Kamala Harris just finished speaking at a mental health conference where she gave the country an update on the administration's fight towards ending the baby formula shortage. And the vice president made this incredible statement.
You know, when we talk about our children, I know for this group, we all believe that when we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community.
Well, at least she was clear.
Let's hear that one more time.
You know, when we talk about our children, I know for this group, we all believe that when we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community.
She manages to use so many words to say absolutely nothing. It's a skill.
The children of our community are the children of our community.
Someone should put that on a plaque.
I will repeat myself.
It's 12:55. This is Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.